You're listening to SBS News.
Nicole Forbes-Hood remembers her sister constantly nagging her to move her family over from New Zealand. Miss Forbes-Hood and her two children are legally blind, so she was shocked when her 16-year-old son Cameron was the only person in the family whose application for permanent residency was rejected. Cameron Forbes-Hood failed the government's migration health requirement because he also has autism and an intellectual disability, which according to the Immigration Department would be too costly for the Australian taxpayer. His mother says she couldn't understand the decision.
Yeah, it was extremely devastating, really, and just incomprehensible in a lot of ways. I just felt like, you know, the Australian government were really singling out his type of disability. I was just shocked and just heartbroken that they could accept one child and not the other, although, you know, technically both do have a disability.
The family of four moved to Brisbane in 2009. They thought the road to Australian citizenship would have been more straightforward, especially because they came from just across the Tasman Sea and the children's grandfather was an Australian citizen.
We just really wanted, I guess, better opportunities for our family and the warmer weather and, I guess, the Australian lifestyle, really.
Miss Forbes-Hood and her husband settled quickly into their jobs. They built a house and felt like they were living the Australian dream before their dreams were interrupted by the migration health requirement for Australian visas. It's a rule that requires people applying for visa or permanent residency need to be free from disabilities or illnesses which are likely to require healthcare or community services and result in more than $49,000 in cost over 10 years or for the duration of their stay when applying for temporary visas. In practice, what that means is several families and individuals are barred from migrating to Australia each year on the basis of a disability or chronic health condition, even when there's no indication government disability or health services will be used. Migration agent Jan Gothard specialises in disability. She's part of the Welcoming Disability campaign led by disability advocates, lawyers and migration experts who are calling for the government's 2010 Enabling Report to be re-examined.
It's 10 years since the Enabling Australia report into the migration treatment of people with disabilities was prepared and handed down to the government, but very little has been done.
The campaign hopes to examine afresh an old review that found the migration health requirement unfairly discriminated against those who have a disability.
Successive governments have overlooked this. We think it's about time the government was called to account.
Chief Executive of Down Syndrome Australia, Ellen Squedgen, who is also backing the campaign, says the health requirement is a human rights issue.
The idea that our government is asking people to not, you know, who, people who meet all the other requirements for a visa to not enter Australia purely on the fact that they have a child with Down syndrome is just inequitable and against really everything we stand for in terms of the rights of people with disabilities.
Ms. Squedgen questions the notion that Australia is the land of the fair go.
I think it's important to think about the fact that these kinds of laws reinforce the stigma and discrimination that people with disabilities are already facing. And it's hard for us to continue to call ourselves an inclusive country or to work towards inclusion if we're accepting that, you know, our laws around migration are going to discriminate against people with disabilities.
The migration health requirement has three stated purposes: to protect the community from public health risks, to prevent Australians from being unable to access in-demand medical services, and to guard against significant public health costs. The Department of Home Affairs maintains that the legislation is not discriminatory because it applies to all visa and permanent residency applicants equally, but Ms. Gothard clarifies the rules under the Migration Act are exempt from the Disability Discrimination Act.
Well, we say if it's not discriminatory, why does it need to be exempt from the Disability Discrimination Act? It's either one or the other. You can't have it both ways.
Cameron Forbes-Hood was granted Australian citizenship in 2018 after then-Immigration Minister Peter Dutton intervened in the family's case. His mother says this followed a long, exhausting and expensive process that cost the family more than $20,000 and took a huge emotional toll.
I just don't want to see others in this same situation. I guess it's deeply personal to me. I think that it's you know, it's terrible to label somebody with a disability and colour them, you know, with all with the same brush, really. Mm. Just because somebody has a disability, it doesn't mean that they can't contribute to society.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.